Greetings. I'm Paige Estrotori, your presenter on behalf of Financial Services Online. This is your weekly finance news wrap for Sunday, June 2nd, 2024. Firstly, let's journey into the accelerating domain of electric vehicles. A recent evaluation by the International Council on Clean Transportation brings to light the top performers and those lagging behind in this important sector. Tesla, no surprise, is leading the charge, with BYD riding close on its tailpipe. Mercedes-Benz and MG Auto are quickly gaining ground, reinforcing their dedication to sustainable transportation solutions. On the other side of the spectrum, we see traditional automakers including Mazda, Honda, and Suzuki, along with India's auto sector, struggling to keep pace with the rapid advancements in the EV battlefield. In light of Australia's new fuel efficiency standards, these findings underline the urgency of transitioning to zero-emission vehicles by 2035 to mitigate the impacts of global warming. It's also noteworthy that the global EV sales have surged 40% recently, with Australia outpacing the trend with a whopping 161% increase. This is particularly significant as Australia gears up to implement tighter emission limits on cars from next year. Switching gears now to economic matters, a glimmer of relief may be in sight for Australians grappling with high living costs. Inflation rates, according to projections, are set to moderate. The soon-to-be-released Consumer Price Index data by the Australian Bureau of Statistics will bring clarity on inflation patterns for April, lending an early perspective for trading volumes before the US and UK holidays kick in. The Reserve Bank of Australia's Assistant Governor, Sarah Hunter, will be analyzing this data at a conference in Sydney. The hot topic? Future interest rates. The Reserve Bank is expected to revisit interest rates this coming June, while Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers remains hopeful that inflation will be reined within the target range by year's end, in large part due to measures like the $300 energy rebate, the Reserve Bank warns of likely further rate hikes. Other critical forthcoming economic data includes retail, construction, and expenditure reports. Over in the U.S., a positive consumer sentiment rivals any weightlifting champion, fueling expectations for a strong start to the week for the Australian share market. As always, we're here to assist you with your finance needs at Financial Services Online. Whether it's personal or business loan finance that you seek, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au to explore our wide array of services. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Finance News Roundup. I'm Paige Estrotori. Keep moving forward, Australia.